What's going to be the focus of your address this year?
A big part of the address will be the Vision 2030, what we're looking at going 10 years forward up until 2030. We had a lot of community involvement. Our Director of Community and Economic Development, Leonard Leitner, did a fantastic job pulling this all together and his whole team. So 2019 accomplishments, you know, where we are, how we got there, and where we're going to go in the future for 2020.
So what do you see as some of the big accomplishments for 2019?
Well, I mean, we did a lot in parks and recreation. We increased our youth sports programs. The storm lines we put in, the storm water source system we put in. I brought on a full-time solicitor and doing a great job with our legal department. Looking at other things such as informational technology individual, our Matt Liebert, our director, we have brought him additional staff because we were hit with a very bad malware attack a year or so ago. Our Allentown Health Bureau, we started a new program where it's our feeding program. We got an anti-hunger grant to feed our children during the year and over the summer. And probably, I would say, the biggest thing we've accomplished is we were working as a team. A solid team. I have a cabinet that are wonderful. I have bureau managers that are wonderful supervisors, all the way down to an employee who is just picking up the leaves, very dedicated. The morale has improved over the years, and I just feel very comfortable being the mayor of Allentown with a great team.
How are you moving forward beyond what happened with the past administration and thinking about taking Allentown forward?
Well, when I was appointed by City Council, at the end of March 2018, you're coming into a seat when I was on City Council for 8 years. I was the president of City Council for 3 years. Sitting in a City Council seat and the mayor's seat are two different worlds. So my first task was to obviously pull everything back together, forget about the past, what happened was the past, and doing that, meeting with each department, each director, having operational meetings every 2 weeks, having cabinet meetings every 2 weeks, bringing people into the circle of we're doing it as a team. I'm a compromiser, I'm a collaborator, I'm a consensus builder. And my first 21 months, we have done that. We've achieved that. Now, being the mayor since November, it's a whole different feeling because I had a run. I am the mayor now. And on November 5th, I became the mayor. And my work ethic still is the same. I come in every day, work hard for the residents and the citizens of Allentown as a team, but no, it's the same. Yeah, and I'm very happy to be the mayor.
So looking ahead into 2020, what are really some of your top priorities for the city?
Well, public safety is always my number one priority. In the 2019 budget, I added 4 additional firefighters. We were putting a second aerial truck into operation probably the middle of this year. We continue to get to our full complement of 228 police officers. We are only at 210. We are not there yet. That's a goal of mine to go forth. In the 2019 budget, I have hired 4 paramedics. That brings us up to 30 paramedics. We will have an ambulance running, 4 ambulances running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is an ultimate goal. So public safety is number one. Another priority I like to do, I like to get more youth engagement activities in our after-school programs, our summer programs, our basketball programs, our soccer programs, and I'm working very closely with our Director of Parks and Rec, Karen Elchar, to do that.